Thank you, Secretary Redding, and good afternoon, everyone. I consider myself a retired dairy farmer. We sold our cows in 2016 when my dad passed away, but still, dairy is very dear and near to my heart. When you milk cows for 50-some years, why, it doesn't go away overnight. It took me over 2 years to stop getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning when I didn't have to anymore, so just the way it is. But anyhow, we're here today to celebrate a victory for Pennsylvania agriculture, and more specifically, our vital and vibrant dairy industry. Senate Bill 434, now Act 62 of 2021, extended the prior 17-day code limitation for fluid milk to an open code format. This update allows for sell-by and best-by dates based on science, thus enabling Pennsylvania's fluid milk to better compete with the milk from surrounding areas and states. Specifically, milk plants will be able to apply to the Department of Agriculture to label milk in excess of 17 days, so long as the required criteria for testing and bacteria limits are met. As a result, Pennsylvania's processors will be more competitive when bidding against milk from surrounding states, and their milk will not be at a disadvantage on grocery store shelves. The catalyst for this modernization was last year's Dairy Future Commission, as Secretary Redding alluded to. It's only fitting that 1 year from the enactment of Senate Bill 434, which leveled the playing field and strengthened this invaluable industry. Senate Bill 434 came to fruition through the efforts of many. I'd like to thank my co-prime sponsors, Senator Judy Schwank and Senator Judy Ward, as well as Secretary Redding and his staff at the Department of Agriculture. The Pennsylvania Milk Dealers Association was also instrumental as we worked through the drafting process and finalizing this legislation. The hardworking members of the Dairy Futures Commission deserve a thank you for the very important insight and recommendations. I want to extend my appreciation to Harrisburg Dairies for hosting this event today and all the dairy industry attendees that are here to recognize this important milestone.